This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your mind is set, 7 after the hour, the DJV experience, the anxiety that people have about starting something new, whether it's a new day or a new job, new relationship. Think about how you have successfully coped with your challenges heretofore. Think about it in the sense that here you are. If you've had a challenge or two or three or four, you've obviously been able to better the challenge or overcome the challenge. So don't be nervous. There are a lot of people who start the day. Jennifer and I have talked about this a lot privately, publicly, about even when I was a kid, I don't feel nervous about much of anything now except relationships. That's it. I don't get into, as far as the work is concerned, yeah, do I get upset because somebody doesn't pay their bill?
Yeah, I do.
But think about the events in your life that you are fearful of. Think about how, whether you, it's an hour or two before them, or a day or two before them, or a week or two before them. And as you think about your limits, think about how, and you become nervous, I don't think I can make that speech to that group, or whatever it is. And you get up and you just do it. Because your abilities exceed, most every one of us have abilities that exceed our expectations. So the anxiety as it mounts, oh, come on. And I'm giving you a sort of a pep talk, thinking about things that I'm traveling to a place I've never been. And I'm excited about going, but I also am a little apprehensive because I don't speak Italian, even though they kind of mess around with English pretty well. And they're an accepting country. They're not like the French. At least the Parisians. The rest of the French are pretty good, but the Parisians, they're just a pain in the neck. And so I guess I'm a little anxious. Maybe anxious is the right word, but I don't want to get lost. I get off of the plane, you get on a train, you go into a little area.
Stick with the program. You don't like to follow directions. Make sure you follow the directions.
That's true.
Well, I have all the directions at printout. And the lady who's running this tour happens to be a friend, somebody I've known for a long time, and I trust her. And the directions are very explicit, and she's very good. Like she sent a note out. There's a woman who's going on the trip, and because she and I are traveling sort of together, she sent this lady an email with a description of me. And she said, look for a silver-haired fox.
A big stud.
Which I thought was kind of nice.
And Anderson Cooper is going?
Yeah,
Anderson Cooper.
Silver
fox? Wow.
Fox. You know, my mom was in. I have to ask you this question because, Doug, you travel a lot, and so do I. I mean, not so much because I've got 12 million jobs now, but I used to travel almost all, like at least once a month.
Yeah.
My mom and I were having this conversation. She had to go to Tulsa this week for Cancer Treatment Center of America to be with my grandmother. And and she was really nervous before the flight. And I said, Mom, you travel. I mean, my mom travels a lot. She lived in England for a year, and she travels to Europe, and she does all these wonderful things. And I said, why are you so nervous to fly? And we both realized, and it happened to me when I was going to D.C. the last time. It's not about being nervous that you're going to die on the flight. The process of traveling right now is just so not fun that I think there's this weird anxiety that, like, settles over you because you just know what you're walking into when you open the doors of an airport. Do you find that? Do you get anxious before you fly now, even though you fly all the time?
No. Well, when I'm going
back. But you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. My travel pattern is pretty much, and when I make my reservations on American now, and I go in and click, it's already spread out. The most travel trip for me is Boston, L.A., and back again. And I do it at least once a month in the wintertime more often than that. So it always comes up on the screen as what I'm looking for. And then, you know, you put it, it becomes like, it's just like rote now. So there's no anxiety. I get on the plane, I have a meal, I watch some movies, TV, take a nap, and that's it. And before you know it, you're there. But I can see where people, When you look at this, unless you're instructed otherwise, so I'm thankful my children have taken Miles, my grandson, on lots of trips already, so he's used to it. But when you consider, if you don't know life, that you're getting in this little tin can and you're going to fly 7 miles above the surface of the planet, and that's more anxious. You'll be more anxious doing that than wondering what's going to happen when you get off.
Yeah,
it's this little tin can that you're in the air.
I think it's just the thing, and it was funny because I saw it in my mom. Like I said, it just kind of hit me this week because she's not a person that's afraid to fly, but she was like, she was doing the deep breaths, and we realized that there's just now going through security, having to go through, you know, taking off the, although she was TSA pre-check this time, but it's just, it's such a process before you even hit your seat on the airplane that it is a little bit unnerving, and I wonder if that turns people off from traveling or if we just kind of suck it up and do it.
Yeah, well, it's, again, getting over those. It's mind over matter, Jennifer. It's all it is.
I agree.
I
would never let that stop me. I mean, I can be annoyed when I'm sitting in the line, but if you have an opportunity to do a wonderful trip, I mean, you can't let TSA stop you.
Nah. Go get them. All right, go get them. So I was privy to a conversation about how much time it takes to figure out what you want to wear. It seems that the lady, this is the lifestyle section, by the way, of the DJV show, that girls spend a lot more time than boys trying to figure out what to wear. As a matter of fact, I think Victoria had a statistic that she was using, one of the two of them, Kara or Victoria, as to how much time ladies spend a day, a week, a month, or a year in picking out their wardrobe. This is very telling, by the way, gentlemen.
I think I don't have the stat in front of me anymore, but I think it was 2.5 hours a week, they say on average, is what women spend thinking about what they're going to wear, which translates to 5 days a year.
I think what did you say was 250,000 hours in your lifetime or something?
$250,000 millennial women spend in a lifetime on their clothes, but they only wear 20% of the wardrobe.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
Is it ordering and you don't want to send it back rather than going to the store and saying, you try it on, you don't like it? I bet you that's part of it. This new thing, I think the people that are promoting buying things online are very smart because people buy things, they don't like them, and it's effort to return them.
That is true.
Yeah, I think that's partially it. I feel that way occasionally, although I do always end up returning it. But I think it's also women buy something that at that time looks good on them and they like, and then trends change or their body changes a little bit, and then something looks slightly different or it doesn't necessarily go with the other stuff that they have, and so it just sits in your closet. And you say you sit there and say, I don't have anything to wear, even though you've got an entire closet full of stuff. I do that all the time.
Yeah, I do that too.
So,
Jennifer, I think I'm going to wear something and I never really do.
I don't see, I've only seen Victoria once, I've seen Kara once, and they were dressed very exquisitely. When I see Jennifer, she's always conscious of how she looks. I think that, and that's, but I see Jennifer a lot. So, it's, and I'm thinking
about.
Yeah,
I'm always dressed. I mean, pretty much.
The women I'm around. Yeah, you are. Yeah. You're always dressed.
Like, I mean, even if I'm casual, I never leave the house without makeup on, and at least some attempt to
good
do something with my hair. But, you know, the thing for me is that I'm on a really weird schedule now. So, what I've noticed that I do is I actually I've always been an overshopper, but I'm an overshopper more now because I'm dealing in a quantity game. I don't have time to get dressed if something's in the dirty clothes or like. So I've noticed it because of my weird schedule, I shop a little bit more than I should, but I don't think about it like I used to. It would take me like a half an hour to plan out an outfit from jewelry to the purse I was going to carry. Now I definitely am more functional because I just don't have time.
Yeah.
But it's still a concern. I still think about it the night before. I'm like, okay, what do I need to do something to get ready for tomorrow? What's going on? You know, and it's always in my brain. And I don't think men are like that. Men are like, oh, this is clean. I only wore this 3 times.
Right. did you
Excuse
say,
me?
Jen, didn't you say that you were using, what was the service you were using?
I was using Stitch Fix. I canceled
Stitch Fix,
it.
Right.
Yeah. I decided to cancel.
Once it came to me and everything was wrong, so I just sent it back.
I think I got it for about 5 months, and I ended up keeping, literally I keep one thing almost from every box, but typically it was always the accessories they sent. The clothes, I did keep a dress. I kept a couple of things. But mostly there was just always something wrong. Either the pants were too short, or it was like, you know, oh, that shirt, I probably wouldn't wear that. But yeah. It was a nice service. I mean, I think for the right person, it would be a great thing. It just, it wasn't always working out for me, so I just decided to eliminate.
I feel like stuff like that is just so much easier for men. You know, you put in your shirt size, and if you, you know, they can send you a bunch of different shirts, and there are a million of these services.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Nothing fit, didn't look good. Mm. It didn't fit well. Also, from the lifestyle department, according to a new study, alcohol improves your foreign language skills. I don't know why I'm looking at this before I get
on
the plane.
Does it
drink
really?
On the plane?
Does it just make you think that your skills are better?
It doesn't matter.
This explains why when a few of my friends start drinking more, they end up with some weird accent.
Really?
Yeah, I'm fluent in Spanish when I go to Mexico.
Researchers gathered 50 native German speakers, all of whom had recently learned to speak Dutch. Participants were then either given a low dose of alcohol or a controlled beverage that contained no alcohol and were asked to have a conversation in Dutch for a couple of minutes. Conversations recorded, then rated by a couple of native Dutch speakers who were unaware of which participants were given the drink. The subjects who were slightly intoxicated received better ratings.
I think it probably makes you
colleagues.
Less inhibited. So if you've just learned it and you're nervous about using it, then if you drank a little bit, you're not so nervous and probably more natural at it.
Because you're overthinking it when you're sober. When you're drunk, you're just sort of letting it fly.
Right. Let it go. I thought that was... So I'll have a drink maybe on the plane so I can speak a little Italian. I know a little Italian, but very little Italian. And you know what? I'm not the ugly American, but I am the American that likes to travel. I've been to 48, 49 countries in the world, and I would like to see them all before it's curtains time. But I've gone to places that I either thought would speak English. I didn't cognitively make the decision, but I always felt more comfortable going to places that it was impossible to speak the language, like China. I'm never going to learn Chinese. So then there are people that will accommodate you by, you know, in my circumstance, because I was a guest of the government, I was given a translator and I was given a tour guide. And so it was much easier for me to kind of figure it all out. But it is, it's daunting, and I understand why. But then, you know, maybe it's better for us to make a little bit of effort so we can, you know, bring one of those little translation books with you. So
yeah, you're going to be okay, though. Italy,
fine.
Yeah, they speak a lot of English.
Yeah, they do. You're right about that. All right, speaking of English, let's help people who are trying to help themselves. Those of you who are looking for a new job, you've decided you've had it where you are, and you want by the first of the year to have another job. You're looking for the perfect job. And you know what? There's somebody out there looking for the perfect hire. Somebody out there is looking for you. So how do you get together? You use ZipRecruiter. Those of you who are hiring, this is a fabulous opportunity for you to use the smartest tools around when it comes to finding great talent. The importance of great talent for your successful business, all those things come into play here. ZipRecruiter helps you post your job to hundreds of job sites, the leading web job boards. And you do it with one click to ZipRecruiter.com. And what makes it even better is that you do the first time, the first experience you have doesn't cost you a penny. Because we've made a deal with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Get you in on the ground floor. It's ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Get that job. The smartest way for you, the business executive, to hire, and the smartest way for you to get your self felt, if you will, your self known. Check it out on both sides. ZipRecruiter.com free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Yeah. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Get to the bright side of the moon from the dark side of the moon using the talent of Selena Gomez, who I actually quite think, from what little I know of her, I think I like her and the way she conducts herself, frankly. She's going to be on the stage at the American Music Awards, her first performance after undergoing surgery for kidney transplant. She's 25 years old, and she was on Twitter to confirm the announcement, express her excitement to perform her new single, which you're listening to here, Wolves, at the show on November 19th. Her first, third time taking the stage at this particular event, as has been said before, pressed pause on her career after going under the knife to receive a kidney transplant from her best friend and donor, Francia Raisa. Is that how you pronounce her name? Would you say R-A-I-S-A? Probably, yeah. You think?
Sure.
Yeah.
No, Sounds right.
You're not very convincing. So the American Music Awards on Sunday, the 19th of November. Believe it or not, only 3 weeks. We're only 4.5 weeks from Thanksgiving, boys and girls.
Just stop.
Okay. Next up, musically, is Demi Lovato. Demi announcing her North American tour dates with DJ Khalid, hitting the road in support of her album, Tell Me You Love Me, next year. I don't know. Yeah, they always say supporting the album, but they make more money on the road than they do selling the music in the hard sense. She teased
sure.
a major announcement this past week, keeping her promise to reveal a 20-date North American tour starting in San Diego on the 26th of February. It'll make stops in Dallas, Brooklyn, Boston, Miami, and a number of other cities through the end of March. She also announced that DJ Khalid will be supporting her on the... What does he do? What's his deal?
He's a producer.
DJ.
Yeah. So he DJs and produces a lot of songs, and then he's kind of like Timbaland. He just sits in the background and says, another one, and some other stuff. So
I'm not sure what a concert of his would be like, but...
Yeah, I don't know if he'll just... Because he's got some big hits with Rihanna and other people, but I don't know if he'll just DJ and play those songs, or if he'll just be an MC for Demi Lovato.
You mean
or what?
He's a singer and a performer in addition to being a DJ?
He doesn't sing.
No, but yeah, so like, this is one of his songs. and it's Rihanna singing, and then he just does the DJ for the, he does the music in the background, and then just randomly says stuff in the background, too.
It's amazing what people consider talent, isn't it?
Well, it's like Calvin Harris, you know, Taylor Swift's ex. It's the same thing. He's just the DJ who puts it all together, but...
Yeah. I'm not really sure how that works in a live setting with a singer.
Yeah. All right, so this is the music board. In each hour of every hour of the DJ B show, we have at this time a focus on music and musical participants, stories about people like John Mayer, who is celebrating this week a year without alcohol. He said on Twitter, 1 year ago today, I decided to give drinking a break. A very personal thing for everyone. For me, a constant return on investment. Told Rolling Stone magazine, he's replacing drinking with marijuana.
Perfect. That was so funny. So he's not a drunken jerk. He's just a sober jerk now.
But is it sober? Does marijuana make you sober?
No.
I guess not.
It's just kind of funny to me because he talks about how drinking kind of was ruining his voice and his throat and everything. I don't really see how smoking...
What do you think marijuana's going to do to you?
Yes.
Unless he's just doing edibles and eating them all the time, I don't see how smoking is going to be any better.
He says, it's delicious, wonderful poison. Is this the guy who has a reputation for trying to bed everybody that he meets? Isn't that his thing?
Yep.
And they find
it's also his thing to just be really pretentious and obnoxious.
Oh, okay.
Kara likes him, but I mean...
Okay.
I didn't like that he made...
I didn't
There's
like that he made Jessica Simpson dye her hair brown. Come on.
Gossip 28 past the...
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors donors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
At the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and UYOU. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horan, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen, two L's, two N's, and at Doug Steffen. Let's see, I don't have any duplicate letters in my name, do I? There's one D, one O, one U, one G, one S, T. Yeah, just discovered that. Never thought about that before. Who's got their phone on? It's vibrating.
I heard it.
Yeah.
Mine, sorry.
Nice going, yeah.
Getting a text message.
Someone's popular.
So, I have been reading, normally at the end of the week, radio stations that carry this program will send me, if they have a weekly connection to their listeners, they send me copies of what's in their newsletter. So, KMMS in Bozeman, Montana, in their weekly letter to their listeners, have asked what happened to the Bozeman I used to know. What happened to this area? And it's wrapped around a headline story that obviously they've been discussing on the station a great deal this week because, well, we discussed it on several different occasions over the past week or 10 days. The federal government saying it'll cost us $70 to visit all the national parks. And because this station is close to Yellowstone, an opinion piece appeared, and it's this guy says exactly what I've been saying and thinking. $70 to visit Yellowstone? I don't think so. I think national parks ought to be free. We, as Americans, own the parks. Our taxes paid for the parks. What's next? Paying for the air we breathe? Air is free. God gave us air and rivers and trees and land. $70 to go to a park is just wrong. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's an outrage. It's a damnation, and there's nobody, no matter what side you're on, who can defend this with any credibility. Because there's no defense, there's nothing about this that makes it free, makes it fair, or that you can use to justify. It's just bad management. The management of this country sucks. And this is just another example of a...
But this isn't a brand new thing. This was already charged.
Well, they used to
charge
$30. It's still... Right. Even at $30, it was an outrage. But $70, it's like kicking in the you-know-what.
I mean, yeah. Is that per family? That's not per person, right? That's for a car?
I don't know.
I think it's a car load of people. It's not $70 per person.
I don't even... You know, it's like going to Disneyland, for God's sakes.
That is ridiculously expensive.
It's craziness. It's something we ought not to put up with. Really. There's no defense of this. None. Zero. So, and, well, without getting into the political side of it, if, you know, you're supposed to be the president of the people, this ain't for the people. I'll tell you that. All right. Now, speaking of the president, people in the news, Melania Trump. Adding to the First Lady's exhibition. Visited the National Museum of American History to present her inaugural gown to the collection. All right, so you ladies are going to have to describe this because I'm reading vanilla silk crepe off the shoulder gown. What does it mean? Nothing. It's slit skirt.
It means it was
didn't
a white dress.
Did you see her dress?
Had no sleeves and it was
I
off
didn't.
The shoulders.
No.
Oh, you didn't see her wearing it that
ribbon.
Night?
No, really? I didn't watch any of that stuff. No. No.
Well, I wasn't watching
designed
either, but it was on every
Hervé
TV.
It is designed by Hervé Pierre. Excuse me. Hervé Pierre.
Well, crepe is like the really smooth. It's not satin. It's not shiny like that. It's the really smooth, kind of drapey, flowy, like matte
silk.
Fabric. Yeah, it's very pretty.
Very nice. Okay. Very nice.
She looks beautiful. She
I'll
can wear
be sure
a potato
to go
sack.
To the Smithsonian to
I was surprised
Melania
that she wore white,
dress.
Though, but other than that, I think it was a beautiful dress. It looked right. A little awkward when she danced, because it was an off-the-shoulder that kind of wrapped around her arms, and it did look like she was struggling a bit when she had to hold her arms up to dance a lot. I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, it didn't look like she
Seriously.
Planned for the dancing part.
Who wants to go see Lady Bird Johnson's dress?
I do.
Are you kidding?
Really?
That's the best part of going to the Reagan Library is seeing all of Nancy Reagan's outfits. Sure.
Nancy Reagan had fabulous fashion.
Best part of going to the Reagan Library is Air Force One hanging
I'll give
from
you,
the roof.
I'll give you, yes, it's tied. Yes, Air Force One, walking on board Air Force One and doing her clothes are the best.
Yeah.
I have heard the Reagan Library is awesome to visit.
Yeah, it is. It's a fabulous
It is amazing.
Place. Yeah, it's a great place. Go
if you
great.
Ever come out for a visit, we'll go.
Yeah.
Yes, for
okay,
sure.
Hard to believe I have full membership at the Reagan
Yes.
I would believe that.
I'd to hear that.
Not too amazing.
All right, so here, speaking of the West Coast, somebody who's a listener to this program named Steve sent this letter, an open letter to Gloria Allred. This ought to be good.
Oh.
How about coming up with a real solution to the casting couch? Instead of waiting for another sickening example to emerge so you can get your face on television, then allow the subject to go dark for a few more years, take action that'll make a difference. The discussion shouldn't just be about Harvey Weinstein, Woody Allen, Bill Cosby. It ought to be about standard operating procedure in Hollywood, which protects producers and others who've been exploiting young women for hundreds of years. The stars who are too greedy, selfish, and apathetic to blow the whistle. The casting couch is a way of life, not just a piece of furniture. This suggestion would include hard, unprofitable work in between your media appearances. This is, again, a letter to Gloria.
I have to say her daughter. Forget Gloria. Gloria's always pretty consistent.
Yeah, I think Gloria's her daughter comes across like a
She's never met a camera she didn't like. I mean, we can all acknowledge that about Gloria.
Yeah.
But her daughter's in real trouble. Her daughter's career could very possibly, quite possibly be over because, keep in mind, after Harvey Weinstein came out, her daughter, who's like Gloria and represents female victims, defended Harvey Weinstein, and there's even claims that she was trying to intimidate Rose McGowan so that she wouldn't come out with the allegations against Harvey Weinstein. I mean, there's all sorts of things that are coming out about Lisa Bloom, and that's being, it looks like it's turning into a problem for her.
As hard as it is to believe, I cannot, knowing Gloria, I can't believe that Gloria would have let her do this.
She denounced her. She said, you know, she's my daughter. I don't know why she's doing this, but she said she didn't support it.
Yeah. No.
Well, the weird thing is, I mean, and this is the victim shaming thing that a lot of women are very upset about. And to keep a sexual record, or to keep a record of Rose McGowan's sexual history of who she dated, and by the way, this is what's the guy's name that you're reading the quote from?
Stephen Kendrick was the fellow who wrote this. I don't know who he is. He's somebody in Hollywood.
But yeah, it's interesting. I mean, that's a to use that against her in some way to, you know, make her seem like she didn't have a strong enough case or that it was all hearsay. I don't know. How do you ever pick up another client after that? Apparently, Kathy Griffin has even been tweeting about it, too, because she had Lisa Bloom as her lawyer. And she even tweeted, "Dear Lisa Bloom, please stop calling me. If you'd like me to refund the tens of thousands of dollars I wasted on your services, maybe I'll talk to you." So, I don't know. This is not good for Lisa Bloom.
No, not at all. All right, so let's see here. We've got two more names in the news. Jennifer Appel and Tasha Fuba. I pronounce it right. Fui. Well, you don't know who she is, so not much. These are two people who were lost at sea for 5 months after their boat lost power in the Pacific. The journey has ended. The women were rescued. Dogs were rescued. How about that? They've been out at sea for months. They both are from Honolulu. They and their two dogs left Hawaii for Tahiti last May. The engine on their boat failed, and they just were drifting. Now, I don't know whether there was no electric. I'm trying to figure out what happened to the radios and stuff that were on the ship. And they were discovered Tuesday by a Taiwanese fishing boat about 900 miles southeast of Japan. And 1,000 miles from Tahiti, they'd just been drifting.
They're so
the
lucky
Western
that
Pacific.
Pirates
oh, they
didn't
sure
get
are.
Them.
Yeah.
They're so lucky they had a boat.
Yeah.
Well, I think they tried calling like once a month or something, and they were just never close enough to where to anyone to hear them.
Come. Yeah, right. So, anyway, they were rescued by the Coast Guard in Guam. They survived because they had water purifiers and more than a year's worth of food when they set out on their trip.
Oh, that's good.
Oatmeal,
plan.
Pasta, and rice. But how'd you like to be out in the middle of the South Pacific where you are the closest, literally, it's much different than the Atlantic because it's so much bigger. But when you consider that the closest land to Hawaii is Los Angeles, and that's a five-hour plane ride, and then the next piece of land is Guam, that's another 5 hours riding in a plane. Think about that. You're in Hawaii, you go out, you head toward the islands, and the engine stops. What are you thinking to yourself as you're out there?
Yeah, and for 5 months, their families must have presumed them dead.
Dead, yeah. Right.
And then what would be interesting, because you get to play the ultimate what-if game. I mean, how did your family recover after you were gone for 5 months? Can you imagine did your spouse become involved with someone else? What did your kids do? Oh, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
And then I think there were two dogs, right, on board?
Yes, they each had their dogs with them, yep.
So, I mean, logistically, how did that work? You know,
dogs doing
the
poop?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously they toss.
You pick up the poop and throw it over the side.
But what about number one?
Be a pee?
Just hold them over the side of the boat.
These are big dogs, though. I saw them both. They had life preservers on, and they're like big pit mixes.
Well, how tall was the side of the boat?
I don't know.
Kind of stand
That's
up and do a weird
thing.
Interesting
to train the
thing.
Dog to do that. Lift your leg over the side of the boat.
Yeah. just
anyway, that would freak me out. That must have been so terrifying.
They gotta be thanking their lucky stars, literally, as to how they. I think they had. Did you see the pictures? They had a sail, though, didn't they?
They did. They were. Yeah, but
yeah, they caught the wind, but and they had direction finders, so they. Yeah. Well. Anyway, God bless them that they were found. Good luck to them. Here's something that'll bring you good luck: the benefits of having a smart home. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit and I were talking about this earlier this week and how these home service providers are getting so popular because people want to make their home smarter and therefore make their life one step easier. And that's what you get. That's what you do when you sign up for the Vivint Smart Home. V-I-V-I-N-T, the Vivint system, which includes doorbell cameras. I think we were talking about another product a couple of days ago that focuses just on the doorbell and the cameras that are people getting all excited. Okay, we have a camera at the front. When somebody, the FedEx guy rings the bell or the UPS guy rings the bell, then you know, we'll maybe open the door and let them put the package inside. Because as an aside, the ladies were talking on and off the air. We've had this conversation as well about how Amazon's going to be in trouble sooner or later because people are going to realize they don't want to have packages dropped off in front of the house. So maybe the remedy to that is what Vivint is offering. Doorbell cameras, security cameras, smart thermostats, door locks, that sort of thing, outside smoke detectors, all kinds of light and centralized controls inside the house. So is this the way to fix that problem? You're getting a lot of things delivered by Amazon and the door, you know, they're delivered to the door and you're in a neighborhood. Where was it? Victoria, you or Jennifer are talking about how much stuff is being stolen? It gets delivered
by my whole neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not home when the UPS guy comes and then they leave it, it's an entire business now that people just wander neighborhoods and steal boxes.
Yeah. Right. All right, so this fixes that, I think.
Yeah.
The intuitive controls eliminate the need to walk through the house. It also gives you the ability to be in, let's say you're in your office, and you have there's a notice that comes with the app, and you know, like any other notice on an iPhone or a device, it buzzes or whatever it does, and you look at it and say, okay, somebody's at the door. So you hit the Vivint systems and opens up, and you see who's at the door, and he's got a package for you. So you open the door, he puts the package in, closes the door, you watch him do that, bingo. So if you're buying a lot of stuff online and having it delivered to your home, this is the way to protect your investment. Vivint Smart Home. Remotely locking and unlocking the door for a visitor or a guest. So you want to, and maybe somebody's coming to spend the day with you or the night with you, or you can open the garage from anywhere, that sort of thing. This is really quite good. This is a sign of the times and something that's quite useful for the times. Vivint Professional Installers, Vivint Systems, this is the way to go. The Vivint Smart Home and the customized system is available only by dialing 855-718-6167. All right? So do this and you'll feel better. It's not expensive at all. You'll feel better about having, you know, you order and get the stuff delivered and you know it's going to be safe. 855-718-6167. I'm glad we came onto that angle because it's a good one. Vivint Smart Home. 855-718-6167.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Now, 53 past the hour, the focus on what has happened in this continuing focus on Harvey Weinstein. Did I use focus twice in that sentence? I think there is
focus, some applicability. Focus, Dougie.
Focus on Harvey Weinstein.
Focus.
From the point of view of Ashley Judd, who was interviewed on television on ABC by Diane Sawyer. So we're going to find a lot of controversy. I don't know. There's a lot of ears and eyes that were opened in this conversation, and we'll get to it, including Ashley Judd herself, right after this.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Auntie Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
All right, let's get to this very controversial interview that Diane Sawyer did with Ashley Judd, who tells first of her meeting with Harvey Weinstein and what she felt.
I remember the lurch when I went to the desk and I said, Mr. Weinstein, is he on the patio? And they said, he's in his room. And I was like, kidding me.
But you went up because?
I had a business appointment, which is, as that's, you know, his pattern of sexual predation. That was how he rolled.
She tells Diane Sawyer what happened when Weinstein suggested she watch him take a shower.
And I fought with this volley of no's, which he ignored, and he kept coming back at me with all this other stuff. And finally, I just said, when I win an Oscar in one of your movies, okay? And he's like, yeah, when you get nominated. I said, no, when I win an Oscar. And then I just fled. And then I just fled. Am I proud of that? I'm of two minds. The part that shames myself says no. The part of me that understands the way shame works says, that was absolutely brilliant. Good job, kid. You got out of there.
So she is like many of the others, but feels like there's a need to tell the story in this circumstance. She mentions in this clip how women reacted to him and has a message for Harvey.
We all do the best we can, and our best is good enough. And it's really okay to have responded however we responded. And what I would say to Harvey is, I love you, and I understand that you are sick and suffering. And there is help for a guy like you, too. And it's entirely up to you to get that help.
I love you?
I would not have said that.
That is creepy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Does she look different to you? Now she looks like she's put on weight, almost like she's on some kind of medication. Did you get that?
She's older. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. The thing that is interesting, I think, about all this is she made a deal with him, and she consensually had sex with him because she said she didn't want to be raped.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how I feel about
that. She had sex with him? I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I don't know how I feel about that.
Wow.
But she had dealt with him, and she goes, gosh, well, in my mind, I don't want to be raped, so I'm going to make a deal.
So didn't it, though, under the circumstances, she said, I'll have sex with you when I win an Oscar. Wasn't that what she was saying in the first clip?
Well, that's what it sounded like, that basically in order to get out of watching him in the shower then, she, I don't know if it was that, if that was the deal to have sex with him, or if that was just the deal that she would watch him in the shower when she won an Oscar. And I just...
But when did the sex thing happen then?
So this is the deal. Okay, so this is the story that I saw. She said she had arrived at the hotel suite, and she said Weinstein first offered to give her a massage. Then when she said no, he asked her to give him one. She said she refused to sit down, surveyed the floor plan of the suite to plot her escape. I thought no meant no. I fought off this volley of no's. Then she made a deal. She agreed to have, okay, so she agreed to have sex with him when I win an Oscar in one of your movies. And he said, when you get nominated? She said, no, when I win an Oscar. She got out of there. She said she was shamed about all of this. And she said she had to deal with him again after, I guess the interview went on, to say that she had to deal with him again at a dinner meeting that she went to. And she says he brought up that little agreement that was made and was looking around for material, I guess, to get her to, like, write it down or something. I mean, this guy was
really adamant about it. Basically, she said something off the cuff to get out, and he would not let her get out of that. Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh. All right, 59 after the hour. Good conversation here on the DJB.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.